you guys want to hear something so hilarious? I can't even with myself right now. So I was running some errands this morning, as you do, a cute little Sunday reset, and I went to Winners Marshall's HomeSense. Obviously, I got some groceries. Like, I got, like, a hefty load of groceries, right? Because, like, you know, we need to eat. So I get home. I bring everything inside. Set my grocery bags on the floor. Like, two of those, you know, those, like, hashtag hauler no-frills bags. Like, two of those filled to the brim with groceries, okay? I get in. I kind of get myself settled, and I was so excited to film this episode today. I sit down with my laptop, with my mic, my phone, all that good stuff, lay out what I want to talk about, and I start recording some, like, test content for, like, 30 minutes, and I look over, and all of my groceries are still sitting on the ground. Are you kidding? So, yeah, just to give you guys an idea of how excited I am for this podcast, I left all of my groceries for probably almost an hour on the floor as I was prepping to do this. So, yeah. Anyways, with that aside, I want to give you guys a very, very warm welcome to the very, very first episode of Fangirl Report with Emma Herron, your very own certified fangirl. Oh my god. Can't even believe this. I am so excited to be doing this. I'm going to give you guys like a backstory of how this all kind of came to be. But first of all, hello. Welcome to anybody who might be listening. Welcome. This is Emma, your certified fangirl, ready to chat your ears off about anything and everything. You know what I mean? So I'm so excited to get into what I'm fangirling about, get into what is making me excited recently, and to really dive back to everything that I obsessed over when I was a teenager. I think it's going to be really fun. Can't wait. And what I want to do, I'm going to give you guys the inside scoop of how this kind of came to be. Okay, so one of my favorite, like my very favorite actresses, comedians, also fellow podcaster. You may know her, you may not know her. Her name is Chelsea Peretti. She was Gina on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, my number one favorite all-time show. I'm sure you will be hearing about that a lot in this show. This is actually crazy because this was the night that Liam Payne died. This was the same day that Liam Payne died, which, first of all, I'm still not recovered from that, just as a FYI. That was crazy. And we'll get into all kinds of One Direction later. Don't even worry. So this was the day that Liam Payne died. And that night I was in bed. It was like 12:30 in the morning. I was doom scrolling on TikTok, flipping between TikTok and Instagram. And I was just having a really hard time falling asleep. Like, it was just one of those nights. I was like, just kind of thinking about life and kind of childhood where One Direction was like all that mattered to me. And it was just a night, okay? And so in the middle of my doom scrolling, I get a notification that Chelsea Peretti was live on Instagram. And I'm like, you know what? This could be like the distraction that I need. You know, so I get on, I join the live, and having a good old time watching her. She's so funny. She's absolutely hilarious. I literally love her to death. She's amazing. I guess she was taking a break. She took a long break from her podcast, and this was her prepping to bring it back. So the title of this Instagram live was a phone number. And I guess she was telling people on the live to go call the number. Her podcast is called Call Chelsea Peretti. And the entire premise is that she'll call people. Like, random people will phone in, and then she'll talk to them. And she'll talk to a bunch every episode, right? So she ends the live. She's like, go call. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call. Guys, I'm going to call. Oh my God, I'm going to call. And I'm literally in bed. I'm laying next to my boyfriend. He's dead asleep. And I hop on the phone. I'm just sitting there laying in my bed. And it goes to voicemail the first time. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm going to call one more time. If nothing happens with it, whatever. I'm going to try to go to sleep. Like, whatever. You know what? It was just one of those things where I'm like, I have nothing to lose. You know what I mean? So I call one more time. And it rings for a little while. And you know how people will do those like prank voicemails where it'll ring and they'll go, "Hello? Hey, how are you? Yeah, yeah. Just kidding. This is a voicemail. Please leave a message." You know, like, you know those voicemails? I was, for some reason, I don't know why. Please don't ask. I was convinced that that was what it was, like a voicemail like that. And she was kind of just talking about, she's like, "Oh, I don't even know if this was recording, blah, blah, blah." And kind of just kind of rambling a little bit. And I'm like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "Oh my God. Chelsea Pretty actually picked up the phone." Okay. And it was so funny. Because I wasn't 100% sure, I literally go, "Hello?" It's so funny. It is so funny. And you can hear it in this podcast episode of hers that she did. You can hear me go, "Hello?" I was like... And when I realize, I'm like, "Oh my God, it's actually her." I hop out of bed and I run to the living room so that I don't wake up my boyfriend. And by this point, I'm like, okay, I could either freak out that I'm talking to Chelsea Peretti on the phone, or I could go along with the bit. So naturally, I went along with the bit, right? So she kind of asks me about the live stream. How did the live go? And we talk for like a solid 10 minutes and we're kind of joking around with each other. We're talking about periods and we're talking about like the lingering cough that she had. Like overall, like a really fun conversation. And by the end of it, before she hangs up to go to the next person, she's like, "Are you in journalism?" And I'm like, no, I'm not in journalism. She's like, "Really? Because like, you were just really good at holding a conversation. And like the way you talk, I thought you were in journalism." I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Really? Chelsea Peretti thinks I'm in journalism? That's so exciting." And I was like, "Thank you so much." And she asks me, "Okay, what are you in then? Like, what do you do for work?" And I told her I'm in marketing. And she's like, "Okay, those kind of go hand in hand, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess so." And so she hangs up to go to the next person. And I'm kind of sitting there in awe on my couch at 1 a.m. after I spoke to the Chelsea Peretti on the phone for her podcast. And I'm kind of sitting there. I'm like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "Chelsea Peretti thought I was in journalism." And it was almost kind of an epiphany for me right then and there. I'm like, "Should I be in journalism?" I'm like, "Shit. Should I be in journalism? Oh no. Did I get into the wrong field? Oh no." And so my brain was literally running a million miles a second. I was like, "I think I need to do something with this." I literally was sitting there. I was like, "Maybe I should do something with this." So the next morning, I text a bunch of people about it. I talked to my boyfriend about it. I talked to my mom about it. I'm like, "What if I'm supposed to be doing something with this? Like, what if this was like a sign from the universe telling me?" Because I've always said, like, okay, I always say that I should be famous. Like, I've always said that, like, never for serious. Just because I love to talk, I love everything to do with like social media and everything. I've just never kind of been serious about it. And for my job right now, the place that I do marketing for, we do social media days once a week. And so I'm typically the one that does most of the videos, and I'll do like these kind of interview style videos with my other coworkers. And the girl who does the social media, she always tells me, she's like, "Girl, you should be doing this professionally. Like, you're so good at it." And she's been telling me that for like ever since we've been working together. So I think that in combination with the Chelsea Peretti thinking I was in journalism, I was like, "No, I think I need to do something with this." And so I wasn't really sure where to take it from there. I'm like, "Maybe I should try my own podcast." Not for anything, like just for fun, you know, just to see where it goes. Like, I have no expectations with this. Let's just see where it goes. And so for a few days, I had a Google Doc open of, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, that's my cat. So I had this like Google Doc open and I had a huge list of just brainstorming for name ideas. And at first, the direction for this podcast, I was like, I wanted a way to say that I was like, I wanted my thing to be that I talk about everything and nothing all at once. Because it's kind of a joke between me and my family that I'm kind of like an airhead and that I just kind of ramble on about nothing. So I kind of wanted that to be my thing, where I just talk about nothing and everything all at the same time. But I couldn't really land on anything. So I tried at it for a few days. Nothing really came of it. And that was in October. And it wasn't until literally probably 2 or 3 days ago that I had a sudden strike of inspiration. And I randomly landed on Fangirl Report. I have no explanation for how it came up. I was like, Fangirl Report. And I decided right then and there, and I'm like, okay, my niche is going to be talking about like 2013 era things that I'm still obsessed with to this day. So One Direction, 5 Seconds of Summer, Harry Styles, all kinds of things like that. And it can blossom into kind of what I'm obsessing over now. What am I fangirling about now? How did those things that I fangirled over back in 2013, how did that kind of change the way that I fangirl over things now? Like, I just decided that I have so much to say about things that I fangirl over, that's going to be my niche, right? And there was something else about this that I really loved, in the idea that it could almost turn into like a community vibe. Because when I am scrolling on TikTok, so many times I will land on a video that says, oh, just saw this Pedro Pascal edit and I have no one to send it to. You know what I mean? Like, so it made me realize just how many people out there have this hyperfixation or something that they like fangirl over that have nobody to talk about it with, or feel like they have nobody to talk about it with. You know what I mean? So the idea of kind of making a space where people can kind of discuss it amongst each other and like bond over things like that, it's something that made me really excited. So whether or not this podcast leads anywhere, at least there's a possibility of it kind of being that space for somebody to come in and be like, oh my God, I love this, but I have nobody to talk about it with, you know, and then kind of create that zone where they can talk about it. And if you know me in real life, if you know me IRL, and you're like, girl, what are you doing? This is so cringy. What are you doing? Just know that this, the motive behind this podcast is not to become famous. Like, that's just not the idea. So I don't care if I put out this episode and nobody listens to it. I literally could not care less. It's kind of a passion project for me. You know what I mean? It's giving me something to do. It's giving me something to talk about. It's giving me something to pour my energy into. And it's something that I'm really excited about. So I really, like, regardless of what happens to this podcast, I am just so excited about it. And so I'm going to kind of run off of that for a while. You know what I mean? So if you know me in real life, which I'm going to post this on Instagram and y'all are going to see it, hello. Whatever happens with this podcast, I would love to have friends on. I would love to have potential listeners on, you know, based on what happens. And yeah, so that's kind of the backstory. That's how it came to be. And if you want to listen to that episode of Chelsea Peretti's podcast that I'm in, go check it out. It is so funny. It is literally so funny. So her podcast is called Call Chelsea Peretti. I think it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Oh, that's wonderful. My cat is throwing up. That's so fun. Okay, Pete, relax. Everybody say hi, Pete. He's my big, fat, black cat. I love him more than anything in the world. Anyways. Girl, I don't even remember what I was saying. Right. Chelsea's podcast. Not me like saying Chelsea as if we know each other personally. That is so funny. Anyway, so her podcast is called Call Chelsea Peretti. I believe the episode came out in November and it's called Throat Lozenges. And I'm in the first like 8 minutes or so. So go check it out, because that is literally the very moment I had an epiphany that I should be doing something like this with my life. And there you go. So I just wanted to give you some like context, some insights onto how this came to be. And I'm not even joking. When I kind of had this strike of motivation, I literally pulled everything out of my ass within the span of 24 hours. I'm not even joking. I'm sitting here in my bed. I am,
I'm using, what is this called?
A Zeal Sound microphone. It was $40 from Amazon for Black Friday. I got that one day delivery. It came in. I went on Canva, designed my little logo, cover art, whatever. I took some shitty photos on another Amazon like digital camera. I got my boyfriend to take pictures of me because I really wanted to dive into like the 2013 fangirl vibe, you know what I mean? So I had the little mustache on my finger. I'm holding my iPod Touch and I designed everything and I had the trailer out within 24 hours. Like, I was so excited about it. I was literally working on it all night last night. And so my very first episode is today, Sunday, December 1st, literally recording it, editing it, and putting it out all on the same day. I am just so excited. I want to get as much out there as soon as possible because I have to take advantage of this while I'm feeling motivated, okay? So if you hear from me today and never again, it was nice knowing you. I'm kidding. I really want to make this like an actual thing. So we'll see what happens. So that's the story of how Fangirl Report came to be. I'm literally so excited to be here. It's not even funny. It is pretty easy to say that the number one thing I was fangirling about, when I think back to 2013 and I'm like, okay, what was like the center of my obsessions in 2013? It was One Direction, 100%. It was either Christmas of 2012 or 2013 where me and my sister were gifted, like, it was a One Direction Christmas, you guys. It doesn't get better than that. I remember we got the life-size cardboard cutouts, we got magazines, we got singing toothbrushes, we got blankets, poster books, it, like, the whole nine yards. It was crazy. And then I remember at the very end of opening presents, there's like, oh, my mom's like, oh, there's one more. There's one more that Santa forgot about. And it was, oh my God, you guys, I'm literally gonna, literally thinking back to this, oh my God. It was concert tickets to the Where We Are tour. It was the Midnight Memories tour for, I think, okay, so there's two nights in Toronto. We went to August 1st, 2014, Where We Are tour. I remember getting that ticket and I laid on the floor and cried. Yep, I cried. I laid on the floor and cried. I don't remember what year it was that we got the tickets though. I don't remember. Anyways, it literally doesn't matter. So literally One Direction was like the center of my very being. Like, it was all I worried about. It was all I cared about. And if you guys could have only seen my walls in my bedroom at that time, I had bright pink walls. And so every little holiday that there was, like even for Easter, my mom would pick up those like teen magazines that had One Direction in them. And I swear to God, every magazine around that time had One Direction in it. I swear. So every single magazine that I got, I would go through it and I would cut out every single clipping that had One Direction in it or one of the boys in it. And I would slather my walls with magazine clippings, posters, everything you could possibly think of. I'm not even joking, you guys. My walls were top to bottom covered in like posters and magazine clippings of One Direction. And if you guys know me, you will know that I have been a Nile girl for life. Literally since day one, I have been a Nile girl. And since day one, my sister has been a Luby girl. I think she might have been a Harry girl to start off with, but she very quickly moved to the Luby train, which I seriously don't blame her. Luby Tomlinson has my entire heart. Thank you. But I have been a Nile girl literally since day one. That little blonde boy was my life. Oh my God. So we had the cardboard cutouts. So I had the Nile cardboard cutout. And I don't know if you guys remember those life-size posters. Like, they were huge. They were probably, what, like 6 to 7 feet tall posters that were like the same picture of the cardboard cutout, but just on a massive poster. I remember we had all of those. And so since there was five of them, me and my sister fought over who got the extra one. So I remember, oh, I think I had the extra one. I think I did. Because I think I had, you know what? I think I remember exactly how it went down. I think my sister had Louis and Harry. And I think I had Niall, Liam, and Zane. I'm almost positive that's how it was. I'm almost positive. Because, you guys, the day that Zane left the band, I got home from school and I tore down the Zane life-size poster off of my wall. And I regret that so bad because, obviously, looking back as an adult, it was so clear why he left the band and I'm so supportive of it now. But, girl, I was heartbroken as a teen. I was so sad and I literally tore his poster off my wall. Zayn Malik, if you are listening to this podcast... Zane, I know you're here. I know you're listening. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Anyways, so in case you haven't noticed by now, this podcast is 100% for the people who obsessed over One Direction, everyone who obsessed over 5 Seconds of Summer, all that good stuff. Like, this podcast is for you. We are going to dish about it every week, talk about One Direction all the time, and things all of that nature. And it is so funny because all of the magazine clippings and posters that were in my room, as I went through high school, it is so funny. You could literally see how my interests and how the things I fangirl over kind of changed as I went through high school. Because it would be One Direction, and then it shifted to 5 Seconds of Summer, and then it shifted to like Mariana's Trench. I had a massive Mariana's Trench phase, you guys. It was not okay. I think there are some old Twitter accounts that are floating around. Please don't go looking for them. Dear God, don't go look for them. Where I talked endlessly about Mariana's Trench. Oh my God, so embarrassing. Anyways, so went from Mariana's Trench to then like My Chemical Romance. Also, oh my God, didn't the My Chemical Romance drummer pass away yesterday? Wow, what a little tangent, but that's crazy. Anyways, so... oh my God, we'll have to circle back to that. Anyways, so it went from Mariana's Trench to then kind of like My Chemical Romance, Sleeping with Sirens, like very much pop punk area, especially in like kind of grade 10 of high school. That's, yeah, the music taste did change a lot as I went through high school. But it was so funny because that reflected on my walls of my room. It was so funny. But I do have to say that in all of that, like, kind of like that music taste change, my walls were still consistently covered with One Direction things. Always. And then I remember whenever they went on the quote unquote hiatus, I think by the time that they, One Direction did go on hiatus, I think by then, especially since I was probably in grade 11 ish, grade 10, 11, I think by then I was like, oh, I'm too cool for One Direction. I don't care that they're breaking up, blah, 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 blah. Because when I was probably 16, when they went on hiatus. And at that point, I was like, oh my God, I don't even care. I don't even like One Direction anymore. And it wasn't until, probably my 20s, like when COVID happened, that I got back into it. And like, when I did get back into it, I got back into it hard, you guys. It was unbelievable. Like, if I go through my Apple Music like Wrapped, I know, guys, I know I'm an Apple Music girl. I'm so sorry. I just don't like Spotify. Plus, my dad forever ago paid for like the Apple Music family plan, so I've just been using that, so I never had a reason to buy Spotify. Anyways, I'm so sorry. I would like to formally apologize for being an Apple Music girl. I'm so sorry. If I go through my Apple Music Wrapped from like 2019, 2020, like when COVID happened, it was literally like One Direction was my number one artist that year, 100%. Because there's something about listening to the One Direction albums now, and it was specifically before Liam died, that their music gave me the most intense waves of nostalgia I have ever felt in my entire life. And I can't even explain it to you guys. Like, it was just the most intense nostalgia I ever felt listening back to that music. Like, it took me straight back to 2013, sitting in my room, memorizing all of the words to Midnight Memories, to the whole album. It was crazy. Like, it was just unreal. Like, nothing will ever beat, like, any time a One Direction album came out for the first time. Like, it would never beat that feeling ever, right? And it was just, like, such a feeling of loss that I'll never... This is going to sound so depressing. Okay, Pete, can we, like, stop playing in the blinds? Thank you so much. And this is... It sounds so depressing, but, like, I just know that I'll never be able to match that feeling of listening to One Direction for the first time. So I think that's why it was so nostalgic the first time that I was like, no, I am not too cool for One Direction. Let's be so real with ourselves right now. So when I did get back into them, I got back into them really hard. And I think a lot of One Direction fans can relate to that as well. Like me and my sister, we, dove into it head first. And so now as an adult, I have like such an appreciation for One Direction. I still listen to them. I'm freaking 24 now and I still listen to them like on a regular basis. And it's just such an appreciation now, especially as like I've gone to see Louis and I've gone to see Niall and I've gone to see Harry, which I think all the concerts, I think I'm going to have to save all the concerts for another podcast episode. I think we're just going to have to save it. There's so much I could say about the concerts. We'll save that for another time. And then, especially when One Direction introduced me to 5 Seconds of Summer, oh, it was over. Oh, it was over. The moment I heard Heartbreak Girl for the first time, oh my God, it was over. You guys, it was literally over. And when I did go see One Direction, you guys are going to be, okay, please don't be jelly. Please don't be jealous. When I saw One Direction, 5 Saws did in fact open for them. I know. I'm blessed. I'm not even religious. And I am so blessed that I got that experience. Oh my God, it was literally heaven on earth. So that day that I saw 5 Saws open for One Direction, it changed my life. I think I was 13. I would have been 13 at that show. Literally changed my life. And then I dove headfirst into 5 Seconds of Summer. Like when I became fans of them, I literally absorbed every piece of content I possibly could. I don't know if y'all remember Keek. Oh my God. Keek? Hello? And Vine, obviously, they were big on Vine. They were big on Keek. And I literally absorbed every second of content. I remember their first EP. And it had... Okay, let me try to think of it here. It had Unpredictable. It had Try Hard. It had Gotta Get Out. And I think it had Heartbreak Girl on it. I think. Oh my God, you guys. And that... Oh my God, you guys. And the music video of them on the roller coaster... For Try Hard? Oh my God, if you know, you know. Oh my God. So yeah, and then I had, yeah, my 5 Seconds of Summer phase was severe. It was so severe. It was ridiculous. I made a lot of friends from 5 Saws. I don't know if y'all remember Kick. Oh my God. Keek, Kick, Vine, Musical.ly. That was a time to be alive, you guys. I can't even. I wish so bad that I could see like an archive of my old Vines. Because I remember there was a Vine of me listening to Catch Fire for the first time from Sounds Good, Feels Good. Wow, I wish I could go back to that moment. And I know that 5 Saws, I've heard, I think it was Ashton, I heard him talk about that Sounds Good, Feels Good was not a great album for them. I love that album. I would die for that album. It is so good. Wow. And I remember I saw them in, for you guys, this is, if you know 5 Saws, this is going to take you back. Hold on to your socks right now. Actually, that's so funny that I said that, because I went to the 2015 tour Rock Out with Your Socks Out. Hello. For the Sounds Good, Feels Good album. I went to that tour and it was in Detroit and we were in the dead back and I had so much fun. Wow. Even though I love Sounds Good, Feels Good so much, it was definitely Youngblood that, like, really gave them that push, especially after, like, She Looks So Perfect and Don't Stop and all that good stuff. Youngblood really gave them that push that they needed. Oh, that's such a good album, too. Wow. And I think for 5 Seconds of Summer, because obviously I only saw One Direction once. Heartbreaking. But actually, you know what? Not heartbreaking, because so many people didn't get to see them at all. I have to be mindful of that. The fact that I saw them once is everything, and I will never forget that. So grateful. But 5 Seconds of Summer, I think I have seen them live the most times out of any artist I've seen live. And again, another time I will get into all the concerts I've seen. Maybe I'll do an episode where I like rank them and like rate all the concerts I've been to, because I have been to some really good ones. And actually, my number one concert would surprise you. I'm gonna save that for another episode. Gonna keep you guys on the edge of your seat. Oh my god. Anyways, so I've seen Five Sauce 4 times. Yeah, so I saw them opening for One Direction. I saw them in Detroit in 2015. Then I didn't see them for a while. Then I saw them summer of 2022 in Toronto at Budweiser Stage. And then I saw them again summer 2023, also at Budweiser Stage in Toronto. Wow, are they ever good live, guys? They are amazing. And we were in the pit for 2023. And that was the Dice show where they would throw that dice out into the crowd. And I remember saying to my friends, guys, we have to be in the middle so we can touch the dice. And we did. And I was praying for Heartbreak Girl. I wanted Heartbreak Girl so badly because that was like my introduction to Five Sauce. And I know how much they hate that song. Like, but I love it so much. And then my friends, a lot of them were hoping so bad for English Love Affair, which like warranted. That's an amazing song. And I remember we got Voodoo Doll. Tell me where you're hiding your voodoo doll, because I can't control myself. One thing about me, you guys, if there's an opportunity to break out into song, I'm going to do so. I'm really sorry. I'm just getting you guys used to that right now. So we got Voodoo Doll. That was everything. Yeah, that was a great show. So good. I love Five Sauce Live. They're amazing. I have so much fun every time I see them. So good. If I had to pick like 2 things that defined 2013 for me, it would definitely be One Direction and be Five Sauce. For sure. And you guys, I have literally, as I'm recording this, I have so many ideas for future episodes. So I'm going to reveal the like my top maybe 3 concerts I've been to, and we'll rate the rest. I would love to do an episode of ranking One Direction songs, like every single One Direction song. I would love to rank them. And maybe I'll bring in a friend for that one. And another thing that I want to talk about, you guys, not today, another time, we need to talk about the 2013 era on YouTube. Oh my God. And I would love to bring in my sister for that one, because I think we have so much to say about YouTube in 2013. Oh my God, I wish I could go back to YouTube in 2013 so bad. That was such a good era. And the back to school videos. Okay, I'm gonna get off topic here. Wow. Okay, another time, me and my sister are gonna talk about YouTube in 2013, because that was a whole nother era. Wow. Yeah, definitely. Hold on, I need a coffee break. Iced vanilla latte, if you know, you know. If you were a teenager in 2013 or a teenager in just the 2010s in general, this podcast is for you. We're going to be talking about YouTube. We're going to be talking about music. We're going to be talking about movies. We're going to be talking about anything that I was fangirling over in that era. We're going to talk about it, because if I fangirled over it in 2013, chances are I'm fangirling about it now. And on top of that, we're also going to be talking about what I am into these days. So yes, every week I want to go into whatever it is I'm obsessing over, because I feel like it literally does change on a weekly basis. So you know what? Yes, let's get into what I am currently obsessing over this week. Yes, let's get into it. Okay, there's a couple of things. And one thing that you're going to hear probably every week that I'm obsessed with is Pedro Pascal. Oh my God. Jose Pedro Balmaceda Pascal. Oh my God. Don't even get me started. You guys, don't even get me started. I'm going to talk about it. Pedro Pascal is actually the love of my life. He is a 49-year-old Chilean man, and he is the love of my life. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry, my boyfriend, Nick. He's the love of my life. Just kidding. He's not actually, but he actually is. So, Pedro Pascal. He took over the internet last year, and I didn't really get it at the time, and I'm so upset that I didn't. He was all over TikTok, and I was just kind of like, meh. And then it wasn't until I got into Mandalorian and The Last of Us that I was like, oh, 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 I get it. And then since then, I have been consuming every single piece of Pedro Pascal media that has ever been released ever. So I've watched Triple Frontier. I've watched a little bit of The Great Wall. I've watched The Bubble. Oh my God, I love The Bubble. I know it's so bad. His pick character in it is amazing. Oh my, I can't even, guys. I'm going to literally be sick. It's so good. I've rewatched Mandalorian a couple times now. I have not seen Gladiator 2 yet. I have not seen it. You guys, when I do see it, there's going to be an episode for it alone. Just an entire episode breaking down Gladiator 2. Just kidding. I won't do that to you. That would be so boring. Anyways, Pedro Pascal is something that I have been obsessing over. If you know, you know. If you know me, I'm sorry. Because it's like unbelievable how obsessed I am with him. I just think he's so funny. He's so hot. Let's be honest with ourselves here. He's incredibly attractive. And there's just this light about him that is just so addicting to me. Like, I could watch TikTok, sparkly TikTok edits of him all day long. And I do that all day long. Oh my God. Okay, so the number one thing I'm obsessing over this week, Pedro Pascal. What's another thing I'm obsessing over this week? I would say Wicked. I think I'm obsessing over Wicked. I wasn't the biggest Wicked fan of it on Broadway. Like, I never listened to the full soundtrack. Please don't come for me. I'm so sorry. Because I am a Broadway girl. I love Broadway. But I guess Wicked was just something I never really delved into. So I'm really sad that I hadn't listened to the whole musical before going into this movie. The movie was spectacular. Amazing movie. And one thing I'm obsessed over this week is the soundtrack. It is so good. Cynthia is an unbelievable vocalist. The Wizard and I is probably my favorite song from the movie soundtrack. It's unbelievably good. Wow. One thing that's very specific that I'm obsessing over this week is the choreography from What Is This Feeling? Hello? And I'll be loathing forever loathing. Wow. What is his name? Christopher Scott? I think that's his name. The choreographer. Amazing. And did you know he also did the choreography for, what's it called again? Oh my God, Teen Beach Movie. Oh my God, Teen Beach Movie. Wow. Yeah, Pedro Pascal, the Wicked soundtrack. And I am going to go see Wicked again on Tuesday. I'm going to go see it again, rewatch it. But my boyfriend, you guys, I have never seen him obsess over something this hard in the entire 2 years that we've been together. Nick, my boyfriend, Nick is so obsessed with this Wicked movie. It is unbelievable. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, girl, is he a little fruity? He's not. I swear to God, he's not. He's just so obsessed with it. I don't know what it is. It is nonstop Wicked with him. Oh my God. And it's so funny because I've been asking him, I'm like, please send me things that you want for Christmas. Because one thing about Nick is if he wants something for himself, within 5 minutes, it's going to be at our doorstep. It's going to be at the door from Amazon Prime. So it's really hard to shop for him for Christmas because he buys everything that he wants. So I said, Nick, please send me some things that you want for Christmas and don't buy it for yourself. I'm begging you. And the first thing that he sent me was a Wicked graphic t-shirt from Old Navy. I can't even exaggerate. I can't make this up. So the number one thing he asked for me for Christmas is a Wicked graphic t-shirt. Amazing, right? I'm like, hey, whatever floats your boat, man. So we are going to go see it again on Tuesday. I'm very excited. It really is a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. And you know what? I think with that, we've been over the backstory, how this podcast came to be. We've been over 2013, what defined my 2013 era, what inspired me to make this my niche for my podcast. We've been over what I'm obsessing over this week. I think that is a wonderful place to leave it. How fun has this been? I'm literally sitting alone in my bed, in my basement apartment in Toronto, Ontario, recording this by myself in the dark, one of my cats is laying next to me, and I have never had more fun. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to talk about next week. I'm not 100% sure. You know what? I think I might have a Wicked discussion with Nick, my boyfriend. I think I'll have him on. We'll talk a little bit about Wicked. And hopefully I'll have seen Gladiator 2 by then so that we can talk about Glicked. You know what? Okay. I think next week might be a Glicked episode. I will let y'all know. Okay. And before I leave it off, there are a few people I would like to give a shout out to for being such amazing supporters, for helping me feel motivated to make this happen. Some people I would like to shout out. Okay. I have a Harry Styles friend group. And we're all in Canada. We all love Harry Styles. Been friends with them for years. Love them more than anything. So to Julie, Kylie, Maya, Lindsay, Leah, Grace, Caitlin, Brianna, and my sister Abby, who are all in this group, thank you so much. I love you more than anything. And I want to have every single one of you on this podcast at some point. Thank you for all your support and your love and your energy towards this podcast. I love you. I would like to thank my mommy because she literally in the last 24 hours, every step of creating this process, I texted her about it. So that was probably annoying. So thank you, mommy, for being an amazing support for this, for helping me make this happen. Thank you so much. Thank you to my boyfriend, Nick, because he helped me take the pictures for my podcast cover art, and he's been really supportive in making sure that I'm staying motivated for this. So thank you, Nick. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to all my friends, family. Love you all. And I can't wait for you guys to hear the first episode of this podcast. And with that, I want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. I will see you guys next week. I will chat with you guys next week about what I am fangirling about. And that's that. Thank you so much. See y'all next week. Goodbye.